This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Lynn and Uma with you on the evening edition, 5:35 p.m. Chantalis joins us from the news desk to talk about the markets. But first, a story about YouTube. They're apparently investing $20 million in educational videos to support creators on their platform. Is this too little too late? Tell us more.
Yeah, so basically this educational content can be anything from like cooking tutorials, videos on how to make origami, or like how to pick a lock with your elbow or something like that, right? So
like, it's... You just went all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, you can find all these videos, actually.
I think now we know what Sean spends his time doing on YouTube.
Origami, that's cute.
Yeah, but I don't know how to make them. But I can go and check them out. But they think this kind of content, they can provide more brand-safe content for marketers to advertise on, because YouTube videos have come under a lot of scrutiny since last year, when a couple of reports exposed how the platform is misrepresenting the values of advertisers by placing them before or in the middle of ads or right. videos. Like, for example, someone can be talking about the workforce, for example, and they are using profanities and this and that. And then you have an ad about Petronas there, or they are talking about, they're objectifying women. And then you have some BFM's brand there. So it's just misrepresenting that brand
right,
altogether. So it's about making YouTube a brand-safe media, and the initial grant recipients under this funding include TEDx, which is the educational arm of TED conferences, Vox. It also includes YouTube creators like Crash Course to make more trustworthy content.
It's cool.
And under this move, YouTube is also launching a new channel called Learning, and this is going to become a hub for skill-based educational content to help populate the platform with credible options for brands. We were talking about brands earlier, to choose where they want to place their ads. I'm a little surprised it took them so long to address this, since this is one of their core operational areas, you'd think.
Yeah, that's true, because YouTube CEO Susan Wojcicki is under a lot of pressure to fix many things, including the European copyright law issue and a lot other things. But there was something interesting that happened in the recent Wired 25 conference, when she was put in a rather uncomfortable situation, when Wired editor Peter Rubin actually pointed out a flaw in YouTube search engine when she was on the stage in front of the audience. And this is regarding its search engine and failure to filter out fake news and conspiracy theories, right? And so Rubin searched for Wojcicki's name on YouTube using his phone, and he said none of the four results seemed relevant, and the first two was from this channel called Red Pill Philosophy, which wasn't what he was looking for. It was actually bashing her, Susan Wojcicki. And then the third video was had about 200 views, also irrelevant. And the final video, titled "People Want YouTube CEO Susan Wojcicki Fired," and she obviously didn't expect to be put on the spot like that. But she took it well. She said YouTube doesn't always get the balance right, and the company is working on it. So it's not just like the content placement or the ad placement only. They're facing so many issues. The search engine, considering it's also owned by Google, so I don't know. I don't know whether people really want her to be fired, or that's the direction they are looking at. But it's interesting, because when she was asked this question, she didn't even think people would go to that extent. And I tried to replicate the search just now.
Right.
I got some other irrelevant content as well. So,
but I think, yeah, I know the search is also geolocation based,
yes,
as well.
Yes.
So if you search for something in Malaysia, even though the same search is done, say, in America or China or the UK, you'll end up getting different results.
Yes,
too.
Exactly.
Yeah. So the algorithms are quite weird in that
quite
sense.
Weird.
But
so
this is, yeah, that's interesting. That's
yeah.
Very,
so,
very interesting.
So they're looking to fix that, among other things.
All right. Now let's take a look at the stocks. Slump in Tenaga Nasional affected Bursa today. What's the update there?
Yeah, Tenaga National shares basically dragged the FBM Kelsia into the red today, and this follows the latest market outlook for them. And it fell 34% this morning, and the Starbiz reports Energy Minister Yeo Bin's recent comments kind of reflected the relevance of a fuel cost pass-through mechanism. And then there's also a lot of talk about carbon tax for power generation and push for renewable energy, and that's adding to the market sentiment as well. Tenaga closed down 2.9% at 14.08.
Shantanis, thank you very much
you.
For that market wrap. We're going to be playing Name That Tune, so keep it here on the Evening Edition.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.